Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave O'Brien, mornings on 99.5 The Mountain.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain with the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Greg Harris, who has had a very busy morning. Just announced this morning the 2020 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. Greg, I am 100% fine with this list, and I have no further questions.
Fantastic. This list, though, is six. It's an incredible group. It's a diverse group for different genres of rock and roll. And I'm with you. You know, the ballot had 16 on it, and any six of those 16 would have been terrific. And these are the ones that were elected by their peers, and we're so thrilled and honored to welcome them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, now I was being a little facetious there, a little sarcastic, because every year the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction categories are a lightning rod for controversy. And I have to say that our listener reaction to some of the names on the list is, as you might expect, some head-scratching. So explain to us, if you will, how does a name like a Notorious B.I.G. wind up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions?
So what's looked at in creating the ballot, first and foremost, is you had to have made a record commercially available 25 years ago. If you've done that, then you're eligible. Then the criteria is impact and influence. Did you take the art form in a new direction? Did you do something that was unique and different? And did those that came after you cite you as an important influence? And when you look at it that way, it doesn't necessarily have to correlate to record sales or chart success. It has to correlate to, was it impactful and influential? T-Rex is a great example of that. You know, T-Rex never had a song above, I don't even think it cracked the top 10 in the U.S. However, anybody that put a band together in the later 70s and 80s, when you think about any guitar-driven band like a Guns N' Roses or like a Metallica or bands like that, they all cite Mark Bolan and T-Rex as a major influence. He influences Bowie, he influences Elton John, he influences his peers, but also those that came after them. And so that's how it happens. The Notorious B.I.G., you mentioned him specifically, he's the seventh hip-hop artist to come into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we can have two different discussions. One could be, does hip-hop belong, which is a common theme, and the other is, why the Notorious B.I.G.? Well, if you talk to Eminem, he's going to cite him as a massive influence, and the reason is that Biggie could craft incredible lyrics, incredible stories, and deliver them with his own unique style that others cited as being groundbreaking and inspirational. So impact and influence on others is really important. And B.I.G. is cited by Jay-Z, by Eminem, by Kendrick Lamar, by Post Malone, and even transcends hip-hop, where he's being cited by Alicia Keys and even Ed Sheeran as a source of inspiration.
Talking to Greg Harris, the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the inductees were just announced this morning. And essentially, to go back to when I was asking you about the voting and the categories and all that, it's a pretty wide-open description of who should get in. And really, when you talk about what is rock and roll, it's a pretty wide open description. You know, art is very subjective. I couldn't say to somebody, oh, that painting is better than that painting, because they might like the other painting. So to tell somebody what is, what isn't rock and roll, that's a little tough to do.
Well, it is, and we embrace the big tent, but it has a real historic precedent. You know, rock and roll was never just four guys with long hair and guitars. In the 50s, it's street corner doo-wop harmony mixed in with rockabilly, mixed in with gospel, all together. In the 60s, it's the same art form that has Simon and Garfunkel, Jimi Hendrix, and Otis Redding can all be considered rock and roll. In the 70s, it gets even more diverse with punk rock, with heavy metal, with southern rock, with R&B, with dance music, with disco. All that kind of fits together. And then it branches out even more in the 80s when you add hip-hop and when you add punk rock in a bigger way, when you add synth-pop, electronic music, new wave music. It sort of takes it all to different levels. And this year, Nine Inch Nails is the first industrial band going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Depeche Mode has this synthesizer bass originally, but they're very much a classic instrumentation rock and roll band. And the Doobies, you know, they're Open Road, California, Wind in Your Hair, great music in their first chapter. Then the second chapter with Michael McDonald is equally as impactful and effective. So it's a big tent, it's a diverse group, and we're thrilled to have them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, and what's interesting, I have a 19-year-old daughter, and that big tent philosophy, that is what her mix of music is. It's everything. She does not really define stuff by genre that much. And I think certainly iPods and things like that led to that big tent for a lot more listeners. And so this is just kind of a reflection of that. Talking to Greg Harris, the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, talking about the voters and the ballots. I know you can't give us specifics, but who are the people who are voting for the inductees each year?
You know, there's about 1,000 ballots that go out, and the largest group of voters are all the other inductees. So Springsteen votes, Smokey Robinson votes, Bono votes, Tina Turner votes, the members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers vote. All those ballots come back. There's also some historians, some music industry professionals that round out the vote. Once all the ballots come back, then it's the top 5 or 6 vote getters that are elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And this year they are the Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex, and they will all be inducted on May the 2nd. Greg Harris is the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Quickly, let me take a little side note and mention that I have been to the museum in Cleveland, and I highly recommend it to anybody. It is an amazing experience when you're walking through the room and you see, for instance, part of the plane that Otis Redding died on when it crashed. When you see ZZ Top's fuzzy drum set from the Eliminator Tour, things like that. It's just an amazing experience.
Yeah, this is 160,000 square feet of our collective lifetime of memories. You walk through and you see the actual guitar that Bruce Springsteen recorded Born to Run with. It's on exhibit. All these magical moments. And then there's a whole floor of the museum that's new since you were here last, Dave, where visitors can play instruments and jam with each other. The guys from Metallica were in a few weeks ago jamming with visitors. You can play drums, play Les Pauls, and hang. It's a place that's very much alive, and not just about yesterday, but about yesterday and today combined.
Greg, I thought I had a pretty cool job. Sounds like you have a really cool job.
We both have great. Yeah.
Drop me an email if you ever plan to retire so I can get my application in.
Deal.
Greg Harris, CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Again, this year's nominees and inductees will be in the hall on May the 2nd. Thanks so much for your time this morning. I know you've been very busy.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Dave O'Brien, mornings on 99.5 The Mountain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.